Cody ever gotten back about extending or expanding the remote receivers for down here?
Yeah, a couple of things. I did talk to Cody about, in the last meeting, I'd proposed maybe looking into some additional ground rods at the site and things like that. And when I talked to Cody about it, you know, he's got a good bit of experience with commercial repeater sites. And he said, not to worry about it. He said, from his experience, he said he's never heard of anybody doing anything to increase ground rods or anything. That the issue I was concerned about is that over time that the ground rods become less effective. I've read articles that where they've done scientific testing and found that the resistance increases over time because of, you know, corrosion or oxidation. But he said, surprised me, he said the rods they put in at the base of a tower are typically 15 or 20 feet long. And he said, and there's, I went up at the site and looked around, there's a lot of them in there. There's like at each tower leg and then at various other places, there's probably 8 or 10 rods in the ground up there. So basically he convinced me, you know, not to worry about it. So, but in terms of the UHF, remote receivers, Cody, when he did the upgrade to the 4.3 repeater, he built into that 2 UHF radios, which are designed to receive signals from up to 2 remote receivers that will receive
the transmitter.
Yeah, basically they'll receive the same frequency, the .43, the 146.43, and they'll transmit that up to the site over UHF, and then those receivers up there. And so those receivers are tied into an existing UHF antenna that was already on the tower. So that end up at Rattlesnake is ready to go. What has not been done, and it's, I don't think anything started there really, is to put remote receivers. I think he's got to find locations for them. And that's kind of...
So that just helps the receive part from here, but it's still utilizing the same transmitter. So can you guys hear the 4.3 from down here, and you can't just get back to it, or can you not even hear it?
You can hear it.
Okay, you can hear it down here? Okay.
Well, and I think what the plan was for the borough was we had a repeater on 146.64, and it used to be located at Chester Hill. And I'm not sure why some of the previous officers thought it was necessary to tear that down, because in retrospect, I'm not sure we accomplished anything by tearing it down, but we took that down from Chester Hill. And so it's not on the air right now, but what Cody'd like to do is put that back on the air somewhere in the borough or around the borough. And I think the best candidate site was Calfer's garage, which is out on the 6 Mile Road. And you look at the elevation, it's a pretty good elevation. It's about 1,600 feet or little over. So it would probably give good coverage of the borough.
It was on Chester Hill.
Yeah.
But the problem with it was that there's another 6.4 that if you get higher, you're going to interfere with the other.
Well, the other 6.4 that I'm aware of is in New Kensington. My son's actually a member of that the Skyview Radio Club. They have a big high repeater on 6.4, and I think we were granted permission to use 6.4 if we keep it at a low level with low power.
Yeah, right.
And that was always the intent, I think, was just to serve the borough.
Yeah.
And so, and I think the 6.4 site worked well for a lot of people, but I think some people were on the wrong side of the hill, basically, and couldn't get into it.
I think Dave Runk couldn't get into it.
Yeah, and I think Philip, too, also. They weren't able to get into it.
So could we do a link repeater system where you link the 6.4 to the 4.3?
That's Cody's plan. That's Cody's plan, is that basically you'd have a 6.4 repeater somewhere in serving the borough. Low power, low elevation, just serving the immediate borough area. And it would have, it would operate on 6.4, and you'd have a UHF link up to Rattlesnake.
It'd be a two-way UHF
link? It'd be two-way, and you could take the link up or down. So if you were having an event in the borough, like Heritage Days, you could break the link. So the 6.4 would then run independently.
So that would supersede the remote receivers on the 4.3 then?
Yeah, yeah. So
that seems like that would be the better option,
yeah,
actually.
Yeah. And so the last time we talked about it with Cody, he's acquainted with the Calfer folks that own the property there. There's already an existing repeater there that John Schwartz had put together earlier. That's an APRS repeater. And that's still there.
Chester Hill, right?
No, that's on That's out on West Decatur area.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
And like I said, it's over 1,600 feet elevation. It actually has pretty decent coverage there.
That was going to be one of my questions. What is the coverage of the APRS? Because I was thinking of getting an APRS, so when I'm riding in the, but I didn't know, I don't want to buy an APRS radio without trying one. I don't know if anyone has one I could borrow at some point. And then I didn't know how much coverage we had. And I looked at the State College one, they said theirs was 150 miles.
Well, the person to ask would be Rich Brennick.
Okay.
Because he and John are the two that set up that APRS, and they used to use it on a daily basis.
Okay.
And traveling to work and things like that. So I think that if anybody, he'd be your best resource.
Okay.
Rich, and he's listed in the members area, his email and everything I think is there, so
I guess get a hold of him. The only thing about the 6.4 repeater was that it's about the same as going on 5.2 and talking to people.
Yeah, you're just covering the borough.
Coverage is about like,
yeah,
about like that. Oh, it's a little higher at Chester Hill than.
Yeah.
When I was, be a hill
I could get into the 6.4 crystal clear from my house up in Allport, but I'm about 1,600 feet there as well. And I could get into it with an HD, and it was just crystal clear from there. So I'm thinking probably Honk Run, Morrisdale, it'd probably cover all those reasonably well. Just didn't have a lot of members in that area, so.
I used to talk to Clearfield
in my house. So it looks, according to APRSF, fine. It's up by the high score or whatever.
What are you seeing?
That's the 4.3 on APRS.
I'm confused. The 4.3.
Oh, not the 4.3. I'm sorry. The APRS, the Phillipsburg APRS,
yeah,
is up there.
Huh.
Yeah, check up by. That's why I was asking, because when I look up the 4th, I keep saying the 4.3. The APRS, the Phillipsburg APRS, it says it's up by Chester Hill, the high school.
So if you go on our website, I have a link to the APRS there.
I know, but this is the GPS that it's out.
Yeah, so I'm just wondering if that's trying to see here. Do I have a link? Yeah, here it is. So let's see, repeaters, amateur.
I never used APRS, but I did have one time. I was doing it on the computer. Following somebody on there, and I put the Google Earth mm-hmm. on there, and I was saying, well, if I looked out his windshield, I'd see this.
That's neat. Yeah, I ride my bike up in the forest a lot, and I just thought it would be neat if I had a receiver that my wife could see where I am.
That's where the APRS website tells you it's at.
Yeah.
And that's where I was thinking, you know.
Right.
So I talked to John Swark, you know, maybe less than a year ago, and he said it's still up there, and he says it works, don't touch it, just leave it go because it works. And so we have one piece of equipment up there and permission to keep it there, and Cody knows the people who own the property. So where the last status of the system was basically to say that Cody was going to contact them and see if we could put additional equipment at the same site.
Does Jim Ward work for Calfer Family? I don't know.
I don't know.
Because I thought he was friends with Calfer, that's why.
Yeah, maybe. I think somebody else mentioned
maybe
that.
That's how we got the end.
Yeah. That sounds reasonable. I think somebody else said that a while back.
So do we have UHF frequencies allocated to us, or would we have to go to the Western Pennsylvania Repeater Council to get UHF frequencies, or does that happen on Simplex, or how do you?
Yeah.
Like, so if we want to link, how do we do that?
Okay. So my understanding, and this is what Cody said, and I think I've read the same thing, is that coordination through a repeater council is on a voluntary basis. Mm-hmm. It's a customary thing to do if you're covering a wide area with a lot of power. If you're setting up a UHF link from one place to another, and particularly if you're using a directional antenna, and you're only going over a distance of 10 miles or something like that, basically, as long as you're not interfering with anybody, it's perfectly legal.
Right.
So you don't need to coordinate with anybody as long as you're, you know. Now, if somebody complains and says it's interfering with our repeater, at that point you have to resolve the issue.
Okay.
So he wasn't planning to coordinate it. He just planned to pick a frequency and use it.
Okay.
And probably.
And if there's a portion of the band even for that sort of thing.
Maybe.
And I've never had, till I got a thing that would do UHF. I've never done much on UHF.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, that's the status. So I think it's a matter of when Cody gets the time and the inclination to follow it up. So he put a lot of time and effort into the 4.3 and the upgrades that he made before. So didn't want to push him too hard on the remote receivers, but maybe getting into the new year, he'll find some time for it.
Yeah, it used to be when you come down off the hill, the Thompson Farm curve. I'd switch over to 6.4 when I was talking to somebody.
Yeah.
So if they're late, that would be really good for you, then.
I don't have any trouble getting into any of them. I've got 1,700 feet.
Well, the nice thing about having the remote receiver, there's a voter unit on the repeater up at Rattlesnake now, so it'll automatically pick the strongest signal. So the nice thing, if you just simply had a remote receiver and it was set on 4.3, then you wouldn't have to know anything about it. It would just, it's like on the cell phone, it just automatically picks the nearest tower and switches you over. So in some ways a remote receiver would be superior.
Well, but you just wouldn't have, except for the power, if you're having
trouble. I see what you mean. Yeah, you don't have a nearby transmitter.
Last weekend I was doing a public service event at Black Bashannon, and we were set up right at the beach, and we had a heck of a time getting into any of the repeaters because we're right, and I'll talk to you about that after.
What
a mess. I mean, I was fine. Some people had a lot of issues because they had to, like, it's RF, right? So if I stood here, I couldn't get in, but if I walked where Bob was, I had no problem. Some people thought that was the worst thing in the world that they had to do. They wanted to sit at the desk, and I'm like, it's RF. I mean,
you deal with it with cell phones, right?
Yeah. But if there was coverage in the park, that would be super if we had better coverage in the park.
Right? Yeah. Well, so.
Yeah, usually actually over on the other side of the lake.
Yeah, the other side, fine, like, so. Yeah. So Saturday night I was doing a different public service thing, and I was standing over by the bog trail on the back of my HT, and that's how I checked into the net. And I had no trouble over there, but
yeah
so you're right, Dick, right on the other side of the lake, there's no trouble. It's just when you're right next to the hillside there.
I've done the communications for the YMCA race out there for a large number of years, and various conditions prevailed, but I found that it is sometimes bad over on the beach side.
Yeah.
Because that's where the start of the 10K was.
Yeah, I remember, yeah.
And then, but as I go over by the ambulance after that, on the other side, I could hear it on the handheld, so.
Yeah. Yeah. If you look at the terrain profile, because I've looked at that, if you start at like Kephart Dam, and you walk in a straight line towards the repeaters, the first thing you do is go up a pretty steep hill. And I think that's casting a shadow on your RF when you're down there. The Kephart Dam area is one of the weakest spots where I've done testing around.
Where's that?
The dam at Black Bashannon.
Oh, that,
yeah,
that's the Kephart Dam.
Kephart Dam, yeah.
Never knew it had a name.
Yeah, there's a sign there, Kephart Dam, yeah.